In the heart of West Africa, a nation teetered on the brink of change. This was the land of the sun-kissed savannas, vibrant cultures, and a rich tapestry of history that told tales of resilience and triumph. And in the center of this land, there stood a grand palace where the president ruled with an iron fist. Yet, in the shadows of power, one man's story was about to unfold, a story of bravery, betrayal, and an unyielding quest for justice. N.N. Ibrahim Traoré was not an ordinary man. He was a visionary, a thinker, and an unblinking advocate for the voiceless in his community. His journey began in a humble village where he learned to cherish the values of his ancestors. Ibrahim's father was a storyteller, passing down tales of courage and wisdom that resonated deeply in the hearts of the people. Ibrahim would often sit by the fire, mesmerized, absorbing every word, every lesson. And as he grew older, Ibrahim became increasingly aware of the injustices wrought upon his people. Corruption surged through the veins of his nation, as the once proud leaders turned into tyrants, prioritizing their wealth over the welfare of the citizens. The disparity between the rich and the poor grew wide, and the cries for change grew louder. Inspired by his father's tales, Ibrahim felt the urge to rise and be the change, a voice that would echo through the corridors of power. And Ibrahim's efforts didn't go unnoticed. He organized peaceful gatherings, spoke at community forums, and rallied the youth to join him in demanding political reforms. His charisma and passion for justice captivated many, inspiring hope in the hearts of those who longed for a better future. But as his influence grew, so did the paranoia of the sitting president, General Kone. N.N. General Kone was known for his ruthless tactics. He ruled with a scarcity of compassion, silencing any opposition that dared to rise against him. His loyalists, drunk on power, were tasked with quelling Ibrahim's movement. As threats escalated, Ibrahim remained undeterred. He believed that change was imminent, that courage could ignite a revolution. And one fateful evening, Ibrahim was betrayed by someone he considered a friend, an ally who had grown envious of his rising stardom. This betrayal led to Ibrahim's arrest. He was charged with treason and inciting violence against the state. The president saw Ibrahim as a threat to his reign and sought to make an example of him. NNHE was thrown into the dungeons of the presidential palace, the very symbol of oppression. Many thought that would be the end of Ibrahim Traoré's story, but in the depths of darkness, a spark ignited. The prison was a place that fed on despair, but Ibrahim's spirit refused to break. In his solitude, he met fellow prisoners, men and women with stories of their own. They spoke of loss, pain, and the fight against tyranny. And together, they forged a bond that transcended their circumstances. Inspired by the shared tales of struggle, Ibrahim began to plot their escape and hope for the future. He organized clandestine meetings, sharing wisdom, resilience, and strategies for political reform. The dungeons became a secret university of rebellion, where knowledge and courage flowed freely, fueling their purpose. And word of Ibrahim's bravery began to spread outside the palace walls. The people rallied, and protests erupted across the nation. Chants of freedom echoed through the streets as citizens demanded Ibrahim's release, a collective voice that resonated with the memories of his father's stories of hope. General Kone's grip on power began to weaken, and the president faced mounting pressure, both from within the nation and from the international community. And days turned into weeks, and Ibrahim's hope flickered, but he remained a beacon of inspiration for his fellow prisoners. They crafted poems and songs of rebellion, maintaining a spirit of resistance even in the darkest hours. They refused to let the president's oppressive reign extinguish the fire of change. And in an unexpected turn of events, a group of military officers, disillusioned with General Kone's regime, began to question their loyalty. They secretly aligned with Ibrahim's ideals, and together they devised a plan to rescue him and dismantle the president's authority from within. NNTHE Night of Reckoning finally arrived. Under a shroud of darkness, the military officers, alongside Ibrahim's comrades, initiated their plan. The air was thick with anticipation. In the chaos that ensued, Ibrahim was freed, emerging from the depths of despair, no longer just a prisoner but a symbol of defiance. Nas dawn broke over the horizon. Ibrahim took to the streets, leading a charge against tyranny. The people, inspired by his courage, surged forth, their chants rising above the noise of oppression. Together, they marched towards the palace, demanding justice, accountability, and a new dawn for their nation. NNTHE ensuing confrontation would be an epic tale of courage against tyranny, as the old regime crumbled under the pressure of a united people. Ibrahim, now more than a mere man, became a leader, a storyteller, and the very embodiment of his father's visions. The journey was fraught with challenges, but as the sun set on the tyrant's reign, a new chapter for the nation was set to unfold, one of hope, resilience, and the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Nanso, Ibrahim Traoré's tale was not just one of a prisoner but of a people united, echoing through the valleys and mountains. A story passed down through generations, it reminded everyone that courage comes from within, and even the mightiest of prisons cannot hold the spirit of a determined heart.